Between the long days of clouds, there was hope. There was humanity. As he walked down Vancouver's sunny streets, Yardley passed by hundreds of soldiers. Soldiers patrolled every neighborhood and every city in the world these days. You never knew where the scum pods might land. As Yardley walked by them, the soldier saw his insignia. 3 stars on each shoulder. The young ones rarely saw anyone higher ranking than a captain in the field, and many had never seen a colonel up close. They stood at attention as he walked by. They saluted. Yardley nodded at them all. "Good lads," he said. "Good lasses." Yes, they let women fight these days, too, and damn good warriors they were, as tough as the men. At ease, my friends. He could see the ceremonial park now. His back was bent, his legs were frail, but his eyes were still sharp. 100 old geezers were already gathering on the grass. Every year there were fewer. Yardley remembered the 10-year anniversary of the cataclysm. There had been thousands of veterans there. Why, just a decade ago there had been thousands. But over the past few years, more and more of his comrades had succumbed to old age. Some lay buried underground, some simply no longer had the will to battle their nurses and escape their retirement homes. 50 damn years, Yardley thought. 50 years since the scum nearly destroyed the world, and still we fight. He turned his head and saw the memorial for the school bus on the roadside, a hill of flowers and teddy bears and cards. Tears stung Yardley's eyes to think of the children who had died only days ago, crushed by the alien's jaws. Even now, those asshole scum won't leave us alone. He limped onward, leaning on his cane, until he reached the memorial park. A massive starship rose in the center, as old as he was. The HDFS Constitution, the flagship of the North American fleet back in the days of the cataclysm. Today it was a relic. Holes gaped open on its hull, remnants of the scum attacks. They had never patched up those holes, leaving this starship blemished, its scars a memory of the war. Colonel Yardley had served on that ship. He had been a captain back then, commanding the Starbird's artillery cannons, and they had blasted 18 scum pods in Earth's orbit before the bastards had knocked them down onto the Mongolian plains. The Constitution. Old, beaten up, scarred, and tough as hell, just like the veterans of the cataclysm who gathered around her. His friends approached him, a few leaning on canes, one man using a walker, 2 in wheelchairs. "Hello, old farts," Yardley said to them. "Oh, you bastard," said Major Tabor, a grizzled old war dog, medals clinking across his chest. He liked to brag that he was descended of Viking warriors. "Is that any way to address a superior officer?" Yardley growled at the man. Another one of their comrades, Captain Garza, barked a laugh. "The only way you're superior to us now, you son of a bitch, is your superior crankiness. We're all relics now, just like that ship." Yardley snorted. "That ship's still tougher than any of the tin cans they're launching into space today, and we old geezers are still tougher than these pups they're sending up there." "What are you talking about?" said Sergeant Laura Baroker, walking toward them. "I'm only 69. I'm still a kid." They all huffed and snorted at her. "You were a pup then, and you're a pup now," Yardley said, waving his cane at her, but he couldn't help but smile. He remembered Laura from those days, a fresh-eyed teenage private who had served under his command, blasting scum ships apart with her cannon. She was still a loose cannon, even now, her hair gone to white. The others were congregating on the grass. The HDF had arranged plastic seats, but few of the veterans were sitting. Their legs were tired, but they were busy moving toward their old comrades. They rarely saw other souls during the year. Some had brought their families. Many had no families left. There was certainly no family here for Colonel Yardley. He had dedicated his life to the military, taking no wife, fathering no children. He had loved a few women in his day. There had been the woman he had courted while stationed in Bangkok, and there had been Melissa, slain by the scum. But never a wife, never a family. He reached over his shoulder to pat the stock of his rifle. That gun was the closest thing Colonel Yardley had to a wife. "Well, the old farts are all together again," he said, looking around him. "Smaller crowd than usual." "Just the toughest bastards remain," said Major Tabor. Yardley nodded, but he wasn't so sure. He thought back to the great battle.